Now, on the space show, if you were listening last week, you would have heard a documentary on Dr. Soyeon Yi, or as she pronounces her own name, Yi Soyeon. And we had a documentary feature on her and also an interview. And we didn't have time quite to finish up on the documentary side, so we're going to backtrack a little. Here's a few words of what Yi Soyeon had to say to me when she was here in Melbourne. Did you have a chance to look down on Korea or perhaps even Australia?
Of course. I cannot remember Australia. Maybe I should have seen Australia, but I always tried to see through the window our Korean peninsula, but it was not easy because of the climate and then geographical place, and then always Korean peninsula is covered by cloud. So it's very famous among the astronauts. They always told me, yeah, even though you stayed there 2 months, sometimes you cannot see Korean peninsula at all because your country is always covered by cloud. But luckily I could see maybe 2-3 times.
Last year, Soyeon visited the Australian National University, where she joined two astronomers in a panel discussion, sort of a question and answer session. And the Australian National University's Charles Lineweaver asked Soyeon about seeing Korea from space.
Sometimes astronauts report when they go up into outer space and look down at the Earth, they see, oh, this is a whole Earth and there are no national boundaries like you see on that map. They're different colors for every country.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, you don't see that from outer space.
Yeah, right. My first interview was like that, and then a person said that, did you see the Korean Peninsula through the window? Yes, I did, but there's no border between North and South Korea.
Did that change your way of looking at the world and say, hey, we're all in this together? Or you're obviously sponsored by one country to go up there. So that's the one time you're nationalistic, but you're also seeing the world from a transnationalistic point of view.
Yeah, right. I realized how small my country is because it takes 90 minutes to go on one round. And as I told you before, it takes 20 minutes to go over to Russia. And it takes 10 minutes to go over to China. And then I'm waiting for the Korea, actually, because we have a laptop, and then that laptop keeps telling us where we are. So for 20 minutes, I'm tired of hearing the Lassi. And then after 10 minutes, Gitai is in Russian, China. And finally, they say, Gare! So I run to the window and I open the window, but already Pacific.
Japan.
Yeah, and then even they cannot call Japan because we just passed by. And then sometimes they call the China and then Japan. Just skip the Korea. So at the time I realized how small our country it is and then how small I am either, because when I was in Korea, I think Korea is too big for me. And whenever I have a business trip, it takes 3 or 4 hours, and then I should spend the whole day to go somewhere. So, oh my God, it's too small. I'm too small. And then one interesting thing is, whenever we have some kind of shooting or dotting, and then always a small object is a high point. So maybe Korea is also small, and then how difficult to be born under Korea? I got a lottery.
When Soyeon was in Melbourne, we were not allowed to record her talk. However, at this function at the Australian National University, the recorders were allowed. And here's a little bit of what she had to say. She had just shown us a photograph of herself floating in the space station, Buddha-like, that was in the International Space Station. And that went to great hilarity. And as they recover from that, she had some more words about being aboard this space station.
Even though I'm not a master of meditation, I could do that. And until high school, I played the taekwondo, but I always dreaming about flying kick. Because whenever I saw the movie, Jackie Chan do the flying kick and some other Chinese masters do that, but I cannot do at all. But finally, I can. And of course, I didn't go to the space only for doing those kind of activity. I went there as a representative of Korea. Maybe all you guys already know about Russia or NASA's space program. They have a very long-term and stable and a continuous human space flight program. But Korea couldn't have those kind of big budget for the human space flight. But as a country who already developed science and technology, they want to expand their experiment or science and technology to the space. So we made a short-term project for making an astronaut. But not only for making an astronaut, but also for the start with a space experiment in station. So we made a contract with Russia that we got one ticket to go to the space station and then stay 10 days. So my most important mission is doing the space experiment in the space. So I want to show you some activity as people who do the space experiment. And then I brought 18 experiments from the Earth to the station. And then we bring some fruit fly to see about DNA mutation or something kind of like behavior. And also bring some cells to growing up and to culture in space station. And then also we have a puffy face in space. So take a photo. And here's a space kimchi. We develop a kimchi and rice to eat space. And you know, very famous Korean food. And also do some chemical experiment because there's no gravity. So all the crystal is growing very uniformly. So we do want to check that. And also bring some telescope to see above Earth. And we want to see above the atmosphere. So we brought that. And also I have my own camera and I take a photo above the Earth. And then there's some place. But unfortunately, I've been there only 10 days, so I could meet the Korea several times, and then most of the time I should do experiments, so sorry about that. I could wave to the Korean peoples above. And also, we developed some mass measurement system because there's no weight. We cannot use the weight. And it's not a jello, it's a water. But there's no gravity, so they move like that. And also some performance for the kids, and here's the space. And this kind of experiment also. And then we have a campaign for the Powerful Korea or something. So I did a great time in space. So I realized again, I'm so proud of my country, Korea. And then also, I also keep doing and I keep working as a partner or a collaborator to do something for the space, and then not only for the space, but also for our own planet Earth. Thank you.
That was 33-year-old Korean astronaut Soyeon Yoo at the Australian National University last year, and her lecture last month at the Institution of Engineers here in Melbourne was very similar to that in both subject matter and in spirit. Now, you can find the interview that we broadcast last week and our space show pictures of Soyeon on our website, and that's at www.southernfm.com.au/space. So that's www.southernfm is one word lowercase, southernfm.com.au/space. And then you can go to the 2012 documentaries and the 2012 interviews pages to see the documentary and the interview about that. If you want to know more about her, you might be interested to know that the only other interview she gave in Melbourne was to a television program. And this is the Inspiration Celebrating Successful Woman television program. And that interview is going to be broadcast for International Women's Day on March the 8th. And you can watch that on Foxtel or Austar on channel 183. Channel 183 at 7:30 p.m. on March the 8th to see their interview with Soyeon Yoo. And if you don't have pay television, well, don't despair, because digital channel 44, that's C31, will be broadcasting it. And I think that broadcast will probably be after the analog channel channel 31 shuts down, which is going to shut down in a week or so's time. So, once again, You can hear the interview on March 8 on Foxtel, channels 183 at 7:30 p.m. Else you can hear it on channel 44, digital channel 44 on C31. And don't forget, our interview is on the web now at www.southernfm.com.au/space. Then go to the 2012 documentaries and the 2012 interviews pages.